This is Jesus Silent Years, Volume 2, Parable, written and read by Vance Shepperson. Jesus Silent Years, Parable, Volume 2, Chapter 1, Jesus. Deborah's eyes popped open. She didn't even know she'd been dead for 3 days. She lay naked in the warm mud, sinking into it up to her chin. A leech had fastened onto her ear. I picked it off, careful to get the suckers out of her skin. Did she remember Crispus tying her in a bundle on the end of his fishing pole, hoping to catch my attention? Did she remember him dropping her off a cliff? Did she remember dying? Thank you, Father, for all your selected not-rememberings. You keep an arc around my memory when it threatens to flood me. What I did remember was this. I wanted to go home with Debbie, to be done with this stinking planet and its people. Maybe try another world, another galaxy. I was done with these Jews, this Messiah stuff. Finished, pure and simple. A vine had snarled around my ankle. I had face-planted in the mud. I left my face there in the mud a long time, tempted to inhale the mud and be done with this place, be dead with Debbie. But then, in that no-hope place, a conscious breath raised my head out of the muck. Father and Wendy, his spirit, were in front of me. Father had crawled through the mud to me on all fours and had said words in that mucky place for all of time, words for her, me, and all who dared to believe in the resurrection from the dead. Rise! I returned from that memory to this moment. Father and Wendy were no longer visible. My baby sister smiled at me from the mud, teeth so white and bright. I could have read the Torah by their light. She said, Jesus, happy, happy! I picked up her two-year-old body. I said, Deborah, Father was happy, happy to give you back. The mud burped its release. She babbled happy noises and held tight to my neck. I washed her in the creek, put her dress back on. I felt the presence of evil. Angry shadows lurked and, as usual, weirded me out. Weeping willow trees pointed twisty fingers. I could feel them. I stopped, scanned the forest. And there Lucifer sat, lounging in silk pantaloons under a Husachi thorn bush. He rested on a plush, red velvet cushion. No horns, no red tail, no pitchfork, ordinary face. Maybe an angel of light, but with an attitude and a six-pack. His chest and stomach muscles rippled in the morning mix of light and shadow. He looked up from what he was doing and sipped a steaming drink with some whipped cream on the top. He put his drink down and continued braiding thorn branches in a circle, holding him this way and that in the slippy shade to better see his work. He was familiar to me from days gone by, days when we were friends. Now mischief was his mission. Many spikes in that handiwork, but only one point. He called me over. Like me to pour you, Trinidad Scorpion? My barista skills are out of this world, if I do say so. Guaranteed to blow the back of your throat right out your butt. He gave me his most fetching smile and offered me his drink. Tipped his head slightly toward the sun. Do you think this is my best side, bro? I have so many of them. A tiny flame escaped his eyes. He blinked. It disappeared. He reached up for Debbie on my shoulders. Come to Uncle Luce, little one. As it is written, suffer the little ones to come to me. In the process of reaching, Lucifer spilled his drink, as if by accident. The viscous liquid ran all over his thorny handiwork. I pulled Deborah off my shoulders and held her close to my heart. She'd begun to cry. Sensing the presence of evil, perhaps remembering whatever had happened in that cave, I shushed her with a soft
Sample complete. Ready to continue?